Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the following theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 1, Why Witness? Wednesday. Faithfulness to Christ's command. The Apostle Paul wrote to his companion, colleague, Timothy, the following words in the first letter, the first epistle to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So what is good? Who, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. How many? All men he wants to be saved. That's his will. And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's his aim, his will. This is what God wants, what should happen on this planet. The Savior who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Yeah, that's it. And the Apostle Paul discovered this. In former days, he was called Saul, the name of the first king of Israel. And he had all the talents you can imagine. Young, talented, gifted, member of the highest council in Jerusalem. So his career, you can't have a better one. And then the day when Stephen was called to this council. And Saul, he was a witness how this Stephen was stoned to death. He was a witness. He was stoned to death. And normally, when you are murdered, your last words, "Oh God, revenge my soul, my life. Kill them all." But this did not happen here. Paul, his later name, saw something he would never ever forget. Stephen dying, praying for his murderers, praying for them, asking God to forgive them. He was shocked. And he never got this out of his head again. And when he was near Damascus, then Jesus appeared to him in a vision. And from that time on, he became a new person, doing everything for his Lord who had saved him, passing on the information, passing on Paul's motto for his lifetime. He knew the difference. A life when When you're with Jesus, then your desire is fulfilled. This desire which is deep in your heart. And therefore, the Apostle Paul went on and on and on and on. And he came into areas, and he was the first to tell the people there, there is a Savior, and you can be saved. And he told them, even when they wanted to kill him for this information, he passed it on and on and on. That was his life. And he had a joyful life because of this.